Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Obedience is one of the great emphases throughout the Bible. No one could please God under the Old Covenant, and no one can please God under the New Covenant without obedience. The Old Testament says, "And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Genesis 5:24. The New Testament comments, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God." Hebrews 11:5. Could Enoch have walked with God and pleased God, had he not been obedient to the divine commands? The author of Hebrews also writes, "By faith Abraham obeyed." Hebrews 11:8. Obedience to God's command is not optional. That is, if one wants to have God's approval. Obedience is absolutely essential for our salvation. That means very simply that salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, is not God's plan for saving man. During the 8th century before Christ, the Israelites had apostatized from the faith. They were guilty of many gross evils, including having their hands full of blood. Their sins had separated them from their God. Even though they offered the necessary sacrifices, kept the Sabbath, and observed the various feasts and festivals God had ordained, their worship was not acceptable in the sight of God. The great messianic prophet challenged the Jews to repent. God promised the Jews, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Isaiah 1:18. What a great day it always is when we respond to God's gracious offer of salvation and have our sins forgiven. God also promised the Israelites, "If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." Isaiah 1:19. God had no intention of forcing His people to obey Him. They had to want to obey His command for their service to be acceptable. But obeying God's command was essential for them to be righteous in God's eyes. The New Testament makes the same offer. "Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." Revelation 22:17. Is that not what the psalmist meant when he wrote, "My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness." Psalm 119:172. The Apostle John stressed the same truth. "In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever does not righteousness is not of God, neither he who does not love his brother." 1 John 3:10. The Jews had to be willing and obedient if they wanted to eat the good of the land. We must remember that the Jewish covenant was a national covenant. It included the Israelites having the land of Canaan. Deuteronomy makes it plain that God would bless the Jews with great physical rewards if they were faithful to Him. Tragically, the so-called health and wealth preachers apply the promises of the Jewish covenant to those who live during the Christian age. They sometimes make outlandish claims, such as, "If you're not healthy and wealthy, there must be something wrong with your service in the kingdom." It makes one wonder if they know how poor Jesus was and how Paul had to suffer for the cause of Christ. Christians are not promised health and wealth, as the Jews were. What if the Jews were not willing and obedient? Would that matter to God? "But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." Isaiah 1:20. Tragically and inexplicably, the negative language Isaiah and other Old Testament prophets use is a source of embarrassment to many modern preachers and theologians. They have difficulty thinking that God will punish anyone regardless of his behavior. Some of them even teach that all men will eventually be saved. That cannot be harmonized with Scripture. Thank you, and may God bless you.